Hello and welcome to show number 473 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to start a new type of segment where we're going to play the first interview one of our co-hosts had with the Disney Nerds Podcast. We figure since it's our 10th anniversary year, and I want to reach out to everybody who's been with us those 10 years and say thank you so much. And for those new listeners, hey, welcome along for the journey. So what we're going to do is play interviews from the first time each of our co-hosts was on the show. A lot of them you've heard in the past where they've written to the show or we've asked them on as subject matter experts and things like that. And they just stuck around. So we're going to start out with Charlotte. And she came to us a long, long time ago with an interview about Fort Wilderness. Her and her family had been there many, many times, and they were the experts. So we were touching her knowledge and found out a lot more about her vacation skills and a lot of information. So it was a great interview, and it just happened that we asked Charlotte back on the show again and again and again, and that's history. So without further ado, this is our first show with Charlotte. Now, keep in mind, this show was from a long time ago, so none of the advertisements are current. Some of the rides might not even be there anymore. The prices definitely won't be current either. But it's a fun interview, and there's some great information in there, so definitely worth the listen. Okay, Charlotte and Younger Ed, take it away.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
If your kids wear Disney costumes to the Disney parks, has this ever happened to you?
Mommy dropped my ice cream on my princess dress.
Or this?
Daddy, why is my dress so itchy?
Or even this?
Mommy, my annual dress ripped again.
If these kind of problems slow down your Disney vacation, then check out Mom Approved Costumes. At Mom Approved Costumes, Christy and her staff have tested out each one of the children costumes and can vouch for their safety, machine washability, and non-itchy stitching. They've even been tested in the Walt Disney World washers. So check out Mom Approved Costumes on Facebook and the website momapprovedcostumes.com. Welcome to show number 39 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to take a trip out into the country and discuss Fort Wilderness. We were lucky enough to meet a new friend on our Disney Nerds Facebook page, and Charlotte was nice enough to agree to come on our show and talk all about Fort Wilderness. Her and her family stay there a lot and actually have a trip coming up very soon. So in a couple minutes, we're going to go to that interview. Before I do, I wanted to reach out and thank everybody who's been listening to the show. We really appreciate the emails. Please keep it up. We also appreciate all the interest everybody has over on the Facebook podcast page and the group page, the Disney Nerds. And keep the questions coming. We want to be able to cover some of the topics that are talked about on the group page or the podcast page. That way we can get you guys involved. There'll be occasions when we're recording and we'll put some messages up while we're doing the recording process. Usually takes about an hour or two, and we'll ask for some advice, or we'll ask for a decision, or we'll ask for some, basically, tips. So I'd say Sunday night or Monday night, we usually record, 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time. And if you're around and on the Facebook page, just keep your eyes open to our group page or the podcast page, and you'll see some questions maybe come up. So let's go over to Charlotte, the interview I did with her the other night, and let's hear all about Fort Wilderness. So with us tonight, we have Charlotte Cruz from Georgia. Now, Charlotte, I met her on our Disney Nerds group page, and Charlotte was commenting about she was doing a trip countdown to Fort Wilderness. I got in touch with her, and she was nice enough to come on the show. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk a little bit about setting up a trip and going to Fort Wilderness. Welcome to the show, Charlotte. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you getting Skype literate again for me.
It's been a while. I had to take a little tutorial before I could get on here.
Well, all credit to you. It sounds like it's working pretty good.
Great. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk about Fort Wilderness in a couple minutes. But before we do, for some of our listeners, let's talk a little bit about some of your Disney experiences. How long have you been going to the parks?
Honestly, I am a very late bloomer to Walt Disney World parks. I never went as a kid or a young adult. It was not until my 30s that I actually said, you know what, I'm going to Walt Disney World. I had been, I guess, waiting for the perfect family vacation to come along, but I had had cancer, and I decided that I wasn't going to wait anymore, and I was going to take the kids, and we were going to Disney World, and that's what we did.
Awesome.
So 2008 was when we first started going, and we have been hooked ever since.
I know, it's so easy to get hooked like that.
It really is.
So you go at least once a year or more?
For the past couple of years, I've gone about four times a year.
Wow. Wow, that's nice. That's incredible.
It is nice. I'm lucky to be able to drive in a short amount of time. I can drive at nighttime and be there by the time the sun rises in the morning and have breakfast at Fort Orleans or something. So it's easy for me to get to. I think if I was farther away, it definitely wouldn't be a four-time-a-year kind of place.
Right, right. I could appreciate that. I think for us, it's about 18 hours. So it's that full-day commitment, getting down and getting back. I wish I had a little bit closer than that.
Definitely.
But no, I could see definitely where you can get down there. That's really nice. Now, we're talking about Fort Wilderness tonight, but I got to imagine you stay other places too?
Oh, I'm not shy to stay at any place. We've stayed at Value, Moderates. I've stayed at a couple of deluxes. I've even stayed in a couple of deluxe villas, including my last trip in February was at the Grand Floridian Villas. So that was our Villas Grand Floridian, I think is the proper name. but that was great. I just love all of Disney's theming, and I would love to stay at every resort on property.
That's an awesome goal. I would really like to do that too. At least to say you've done it and really be able to compare those guys.
Yes, exactly. And see, everyone has a different whole theme to it, and it's just so neat to get lost into that theme.
Sure, sure. Well, as we're getting to know you, what was probably the best resort you've stayed at, you think, so far?
I love Animal Kingdom Lodge. But gosh, Villas Grand Floridian, I don't know. That's going to be a hard one to top. The proximity, the Magic Kingdom, the monorail,
right.
The luxury that you just feel.
Sure, you like the posh.
Well, you know, even the lobby smells wonderful. And it was a girl's trip, so it's nice to spoil yourself a little while, you know, every so often. And so it was just such a wonderful trip. But really, Fort Wilderness is always going to be my home resort. It's my first resort and will always be where I go back to.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, how did you decide? Now, your first trip is going to be to Walt Disney World, and you decided to stay at Fort Wilderness, the campground.
I know, that sounds crazy. You're going to Disney and you're going to camp? I got that so much. But I'm a camper anyway. I love to camp. I love to be in my tent. I love to wake up, you know, in the early morning hours when the sun is coming up and hear the world wake up. And I really needed to stay in a certain budget when we were going. I had just come through cancer, and you know, life was expensive at that time, but I knew it was something I wanted to do. And so for me to feasibly be able to do it at that time, camping was the alternative. Right. And we just made it the best, and it turned out to be the best camping trip ever, which is why I keep going back.
Awesome.
Because the fort is just the nicest campground you've probably ever gone to.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, real quick for the listeners, I might have mentioned this on a previous show, but I have been to Fort Wilderness. However, it was a real long time ago, about 10, 11 years ago. And when Charlotte says that it's one of the nicest campgrounds that she's ever been to, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I could not believe how clean everything was. And, you know, up until including the restrooms and such, the outdoor restrooms and showers. But we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Okay, so like any other Disney nerd, you do anything to get to the parks.
Yes.
Totally understand that. And we were talking a little before the show, and whenever you do a lookup of hotel prices at Disney World, you always see that little pop-up of Fort Wilderness where they have the campground for $53 a night. And I always see that, and I'm like, well, geez, if I can always make a camping trip work. Well, Charlotte actually sounds like she did and enjoyed it immensely. Now, for $53 a night, is that what you guys pay?
I think I actually paid a little bit less than that. I used a couple of discounts that I had available to me. Fort Wilderness does have discounts for AAA or annual pass holders. Even DVC can rent campsites, although it's probably not the best use of their point system. But I used AAA as a discount, and I probably paid $41 a night for our tent site.
Nice.
Which was very nice. Now, it was in late September, which was considered value then, I believe.
Right.
And I was able to apply the discounts. And it was warm, you know. But I know I've camped enough that we made it comfortable. I don't know if everybody would be willing to pay $41 a night and have all their gear with them in order to be that kind of comfortable.
Right. You'd have to be a real comfortable camper, I guess.
Yes. Yes. You know, I've been camping so long that I have a lot of gear and a lot of things and techniques to keep us comfortable. But if you're starting out as a camper, it can get quite costly to buy all that kind of thing, items. So you really have to weigh, is it better for me to start buying gear and take camping and go to Fort Wilderness, or is the value going to be my better bang for the buck?
Right. Now, you kind of lead me to a question that I had is, I know when I go camping and I'm going somewhere that's not close to any civilization, I'm going to pack one way. How much different are you packing to go to Disney's Fort Wilderness?
You are packing to, as my 14-year-old says, you're packing the glamp, because it's such a nice campground. And even if it rains, it's not horrible. So you can have rugs and TVs and lamps, and people take a lot because they decorate their sites depending on what holiday season it is. Mm-hmm. If you ever have a chance to go through Fort Wilderness at either Halloween or Christmas and look at some of the sites that are decorated, some of those sites at Christmas time, Hollywood Osborne lights have nothing on them. They're set to music. They're just, you can walk through them. It's just amazing. And so people come to Fort Wilderness to, like, this is my site and this is my little home, and I'm going to decorate it in my Disney way.
Right. And you're right. They do decorate it up really well. We're lucky enough to be down there right around the Christmas holiday. And the amount of lights that were used on each of those sites were incredible.
It is.
Now, for the tent sites, do they have any type of hookups at all, electricity or anything like that, or is it just a site for a tent?
You have electricity, you have water, you also have cable. So you can have your television and hook it up to cable, and you have the Fort Wilderness Disney cable. You can watch Stacy on TV.
Really? Nice.
You sure can. One tip that I have learned is pack a very long cord.
Oh, sure. Utility strips and cords. Now, how big is the campsite itself? Could you put more than one tent on there, or do they allow that?
You are allowed up to 10 people per site one car per site. You can definitely have two tents on the site. Some sites are definitely going to be bigger than others. Some could be 12 feet wide by like 45 feet long, while others could be 18 feet wide and 70 or 80 feet long, which are bigger for the bigger motorhomes. So there's all kinds of sizes. There's all kinds of shade levels. You can have an area that there's not very many trees and shade. And then you can have an area where it's just lots and lots of shade and Spanish moss, and or you can back up to a waterway. There's all different kinds of sizes. So when you book the fort, it will ask what type of equipment you're using. Are you using a tent? Are you using a pop-up, a travel trailer, a fifth wheel, or a motorhome? And then if you're using a camper of some style, it will ask the length and stuff. That way, the people at Fort Wilderness will help pick a site that is best for what you're using.
Gotcha. Now, at some of the resorts, people have gone enough that they end up getting their favorite room or favorite wing or something like that. Does Fort Wilderness have that type of thing where you have your favorite site you need to get? Will they let you request it?
They will let you request it, and there are a lot of people that have very favorite loops. They want to be in the 300 or the 1300. The tent loops are the 1500 and the 2000. But tents can go in the other, but they're preferred to kind of stay to the 1500 or 2000. That way you're not, you know, a tent stuck in between two humongous motorhomes.
Like a canyon.
Exactly.
Because I tell you what, I remember, and real quick, you brought back a little memory burp there with the loops. Everything is based on loops. Different hotels, you had the different wings or different buildings. It seems like loops were the way to go. Like, I think the loops right next to where the Hoop-De-Doo is and the docks and stuff like that are high price land or something like that.
Yes, those are the preferred. And then the bigger ones are called premium. And then there's a site called Full Hookup. And then the least expensive site where the tents or pop-up campers go are called partials, because they don't have the septic hookup.
Right, which was necessary. Actually, and that leads us to our next question, as far as how close or how many facilities do they have for the tent sites?
There are three or four. I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the little Fort Wilderness map.
Oh, sure.
There are three comfort stations and one loop alone for the tent. And those comfort stations usually have four shower stalls, three restrooms, and then a long sink. And they're extremely clean and nice. They call them comfort stations because, well, that's where you get comfortable. but yes, very nice. There's plenty of facilities to house the amount of people that can stay there. We've never had to wait for showers. Ever. I never remember going to a comfort station and having to stand in line and wait for a shower to become free.
Right. And that's always the big question. You don't want to make the walk over there just to have to wait.
Exactly. And you don't want to miss your ADR at, you know, 1900 Park Fair for breakfast. So,
right.
So that's a good thing to be able to know that you can get up and go have your morning shower and not have to wait in line with, you know, 15 other people for a two shower stall.
So when you do get up for that day at the parks, how different is getting transportation from the campground as opposed to like maybe a hotel or something like that?
The campground has an internal bus system. You're not supposed to drive around the campground, and you can't park at the marina or at Hoop-De-Doo or anything like that. And if you're coming from another resort, you either have to boat in from the Magic Kingdom or bus in and come in at the front at the check-in station and then get bused back to the back. So a lot of people either ride bikes or rent golf carts to get around inside Fort Wilderness. Now, if you do that, it's very easy to get around. And I'm not going to lie, we always have a golf cart.
Right.
Because it's fun, we decorate our golf cart. And at nighttime, when you get back from the parks, it's something called looping. And you just ride around and you look at people's decorations and you wave. And camping people, it's a lifestyle for a lot of campers. And I think the Fort Wilderness camper people are probably the most friendly campers I've ever met. And so, but riding around in your golf cart's kind of a ritual there.
Well, you're cruising Fort Wilderness.
Exactly. And so you can ride your golf cart down to the marina and park it there and get on the boat and head to the Magic Kingdom or to get onto the monorail. Or you can take your golf cart and go to the front and catch the bus to go out. If you don't have a bicycle or cart, then you have to take the internal bus system to get to either the front or to the marina.
Right. How reliable you think is that?
It's very reliable. There's a bus coming all the time. My older teenagers have had no problem navigating the bus system when they wanted to go back to go swim or head to the park when I wasn't ready. And they have many times used the bus system to get either to the front or to the marina.
Great.
And if, you know, teenagers can do it, then I think we can all do it.
True. Very true. Okay, well, it sounds like you can get around pretty easy. Now, if you're going to go to Epcot, and I only say this one because I know you can get there maybe going over to the Ticket and Transportation Center, but is it easier just to hop a bus to Epcot from Fort Wilderness?
It really is.
Gotcha.
It's a more enjoyable ride if you ride the boat. You can take the Friendship boat actually to the Contemporary and get on there instead of having to ride the main Fort Wilderness ferry to the Magic Kingdom and get on there. So we do that a lot, is we'll ride from Fort Wilderness to the Contemporary and get off and get on the monorail there and then transfer over at the TTC, because it shortens that time from transportation. The ferry takes a lot longer because it's going further and it's a little bit slower than the Friendship boats are.
Right. Oh, cool.
But it's an enjoyable ride. We do often do the monorail ride instead of the bus, just because it's an adventure in itself.
I know. It is a really fun thing to do. Now, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you were saying you're going to be going down in about 100 days. And on this trip, you're going to be renting an RV?
We are. We're renting a large fifth wheel from Florida Camper Rental, and I am so excited. It looks so, from the pictures I've seen, I'm very excited to see it in person, but everything I've seen so far looks great, and I've had nothing but amazing customer service from them. We are going to have a 10 sleeping fifth wheel, so it'll have 3 slide outs and a full kitchen and a bunk room for the teenagers. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be Fort Wilderness in a whole new way, and I might get spoiled.
Help me out real quick with the terminology. What's the fifth wheel mean? What kind of camper is that?
It's the kind that has that overhang jack that goes up on the back of a flatbed.
Okay.
And it's towed. So you don't drive it. It's a towed camper.
So they'll drop it off for you?
Yes, they come in, they set it all up for us. They get everything running, hooked up. When we come in, they have the AC on for us. They will even go and grocery shop for you and stock it with stuff if you want. If you're flying in and you needed to take Magical Express to Fort Wilderness to do this, and you can't stop to get groceries, they would stop and fill it up for us.
Oh, wow.
No, it's amazing.
How did you find these guys on the internet, or were they suggested for you, or?
They were suggested. I had been looking at a couple of different ones, and of course I went on every Disney fan page and Fort Wilderness page and read every single comment that I could and to see which company. And when I emailed them, they have just had such great customer service since. William has just been such a great guy, and I'm really looking forward to it because I think this will be a good relationship. You know, I think we'll probably use this a lot more now that I'm gonna.
Oh, sure.
So much.
Can you give us an estimate, maybe how much it would cost a day to do something like that? Have you been able to break it down that much?
The day is going to be, I believe, it was $145 a day, and that is with. Because after it's 7 days or more, it's a little bit more of a discount. And that is with my golf cart added.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So that was, I thought it was a great rate.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the golf carts, are they're not Disney-owned, I'm taking it?
This one is not Disney-owned. We have only rented a Disney-owned one once, and that was for one day. All of the rest of the time, we get our golf cart from an off-site person.
Gotcha. Now, do you know if they bring them in just for you, or do they have a deal with Disney where they have them like on property somewhere?
No, they bring them in just for us. Now, I know that they have been allowed to be there by Disney, but they aren't allowed to keep them on property.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And how much, just the golf cart itself, how much does that cost to rent for a trip?
Because mine's part of the package deal with the camper, it's not as much. But usually when we rent them from Tee Time Rental, I think it's $35 a day.
Oh, that's
and
not bad.
The Disney one is $60 a day. So it's really a big price difference.
And Fort Wilderness is pretty big that I can understand where the cart would definitely come in handy that way.
It does come in handy. And like I said, especially if we're camping during a holiday, we decorate the carts up. And there are some people that their cart looks like a parade float. It's amazing.
We'll have to see some pictures of that sometime.
Definitely. I'll share some with you soon.
Very cool. Okay, so we've talked about Fort Wilderness and setting up our campsite. Now, I don't want to leave Fort Wilderness yet, but I'm hungry. What am I going to do about that? Do you pack food or you plan on eating at the parks and the restaurants down there?
I do a little bit of both. We usually have breakfast items at our site, and I will often do one meal a day at our site, unless we're having a really busy day and we know that we're going to want a table service and then grab something at a quick service. Fort Wilderness has Trails Inn, mm-hmm. which has a great breakfast buffet, a la carte menu for lunch, and then a dinner buffet. The pool at the Meadows, there is a snack bar there that serves some items. But honestly, if I was you, I would take the walking trail over to Wilderness Lodge and grab something at Roaring Forks Cafe, because they have a great beef and blue sandwich.
And it's that close you can walk to it?
Yes, it is that close, and it's such a nice nature trail to walk to. Most of the time we have walked through that trail, we have seen deer or turkey. I've seen a fox run through there once, a little red fox. It is just a nice, it's amazing. And in the distance, you can hear the whistle from the Magic Kingdom. So it's kind of surreal. It makes you feel like you're kind of in a fantasy land.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I'm going to have to nerd out later and check that out on Google Maps and see where that is.
Definitely. And you can, when you walk by, you actually get to see a little bit of old river country too.
Oh, awesome. See, that's worth it for just sightseeing right there.
Exactly.
But as far as Trails End goes, what do you think as far as quality-wise? I've always heard it's the best money deal as far as the buffets go, but quality-wise, what do you think?
You know, it used to be our tradition that every first night meal was at Trails End. But we're limiting ourselves when we do that, so we've started branching out a little bit and trying other things as our first night meal. But I still love Trails End, and I'm sure I will be eating there in September. It's a great value. I think it's great comfort food. It is probably one of the better buffets on property, just because of the quality of food. Seems to be a little bit better than maybe Chef Mickey's or something like that, honestly. There's no characters there, and it's a little bit hard for other people to get to, but I think it's such a nice thing. We always, when we eat at Trails Inn, we have dinner there, and then we go sit on the beach and watch the Electric Light Parade and then Wishes fireworks. And it's just such a nice way to end the evening.
Right, right. The Electric Light Parade is always fun to watch. I like it because in a way I want to make sure I tell people about it, and in a way I want to make sure I just tell them to be on a beach at a certain time because of the surprise that happens.
Exactly.
But it's nice because they take it all the way over to Fort Wilderness. I do remember that as far as being one of the shows we walked down there to watch that night. Mm-hmm. And how about fireworks? Can you see the Magic Kingdom fireworks from there?
You sure can, and they pipe in the sound so you can hear it too.
Oh,
so
awesome.
So nice that you can hear everything that's going on while it's going on over there.
We keep finding all these new places that we always want to talk about as far as seeing the Magic Kingdom fireworks outside the Magic Kingdom. So it's great to find another place.
Definitely. It's a nice place, and it just has such a nice family feel to it. And you have to come check out the fireworks. Meet me there.
Very cool. Now, another thing I want to talk about Fort Wilderness, because I think it has something that originally started there and some of the other resorts have kind of picked up on it, in that they have the S'mores Campfire, the Chippendale Campfire cartoon show or a cartoon thing.
Exactly. Every night they have the Chippendale sing-along, and then they show a movie. And they have been doing this for a long time. And you're right, other resorts have started picking it up. They go, oh, this is pretty popular. Let's do it here. And so more resorts, I think probably all of them do it now.
Yeah, they do have something that they do for the kids in the evening like that.
Yeah.
But nothing matches Fort Wilderness.
Definitely not. Definitely not. They have, you know, the sing-along where everybody comes out and you're singing these hokey cowboy songs. And it's just so fun. And Chip and Dale are walking around, and, you know, there's a s'more campfire going on for everybody to make. It's just a fun time, and Chip and Dale are just so funny out there. They really are. They're just such good character, and it's good character interaction, and it's not like it's so organized. You don't have a rush of, you know, a line you have to stand in. They managed to get every single person, and the show was not disturbed at all. So it's just a nice way to interact with characters and have some more of that good camping quality time with your family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. This is something we did with the kids when they were very small. I remember it still. And even they have memories of it. They'll talk about it. And this is where I think we really got a real liking for Chip and Dale, because they were pretty much on their own there. And they were able to perform and do all the different types of tricks they do with each other. So it was pretty fun. We learned always to ask Chip and Dale, who is Chip? and they just go in a whole routine. It's crazy fun.
It is crazy fun.
Something else that I remember from that, actually, was that we didn't have any s'mores stuff with us. So Disney being Disney had a little stand in the back where you could buy the skewers, the marshmallows, the chocolate, everything you needed, the crackers.
Sure too.
And now, I think I remember, was it a kit they gave you?
It is. It's like a little kit that has everything in it.
Cool. Yeah, and you have to make the s'mores. And I was even kind of impressed that they let the kids roast their own marshmallows. You kind of think with the park and with the hotels and all the people that want to sue Disney that they wouldn't let them close to it, but they did.
No, I know. I think that's really great that they actually do let them. You know, the CMs are really good about, you know, you don't want to have that too close, or maybe, you know, it's about to catch on fire. They're very good, but, you know, I think it really promotes what the whole Walt Disney wanted was. You know, family time and growth and learning. And I think you get that at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, no doubt. I always flash back to the old Mickey Mouse show, the Mickey Mouse Club, when I used to watch the reruns as a kid. And you always have that little live action part where they go out to the ranch and they're always having all the problems out there. To me, Fort Wilderness always, in my mind, represented that, with the stables, with the camping, with just being out in the woods.
Exactly. Exactly. I have that same correlation.
Now, as far as other entertainment, do they do anything else over at Fort Wilderness? I think I remember hearing at one point they had a picnic or something like that.
Maybe. They have the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Okay, the show, right?
It's the big show. There was a Mickey's Backyard Picnic, but I actually believe that they got rid of that a few years ago.
Okay.
I hate to not be on my game on that, but I really...
Oh, no, not at all.
Canceled a few years ago. It was the same food that you would have had at Hoop-Dee-Doo, but it had characters like Mickey would be dressed in, you know, camping type, you know, wilderness gear.
Right.
And Donald in his coonskin hat. But I think that they canceled that a few years ago, maybe because it's just... wasn't performing well or something, but I haven't seen that in a few years.
Gotcha. Well, what do you think of the Hoop-Dee-Doo? When was the last time you were there, or have you been?
honestly, we've never done that. Well, I've heard it so many times. I know the music because we've heard it when we've been camping and if we've been at the site, you know, when it was going on.
Right.
We could hear it, but I have never done it. There's just so much to do and so much to see. It's just hard to fit everything in.
Sure. Isn't that the truth? And it's not like it's the least expensive thing you can do either.
Right. It's not a cheap meal. And when we vacation, especially when we come to Walt Disney World, we want to try things that we can't try at home. And honestly, barbecue chicken is pretty common in Georgia.
Right.
It's not what we're going after. We're going after something that we wouldn't be able to get here.
True. That's the true spirit of going to Walt Disney World. Very cool. Well, I tell you what, if you had to convince somebody to go to Fort Wilderness, how would you do it? Give me some of the key points you think are going to tie this all together.
Somebody's going to say, oh, but bugs. And I'm going to say, well, they send a truck around every so often. I don't think I've ever come home with mosquito bites.
Really?
Yes, there's no mosquitoes. I've never had a mosquito bite at Fort Wilderness. That would probably be the first thing I'd say because most of my girlfriends would be the first thing that they would say.
and you took care of my problem is that I don't want to come back to the hotel room, quote unquote, after a hard day at the parks just to sweat. So if I have a fifth wheel dropped off for me with the AC already turned on, cool, awesome.
Turned on, you're able to park right at your room. You only have to, you know, walk out of your car and you're in your room instead of having to park far, far away and then walk through multiple buildings to get to your room. I just think Fort Wilderness is magical. It really just, it just seems like it's so, that what we're looking for to reunite with our families. We don't feel rushed and hurried at Fort Wilderness. We kind of slow down a little bit and we enjoy each other and we, you know, go out and throw a line in the fishing pond. And if we don't catch anything, it's not a big deal, but we laughed about it and we had some fun. And a little bit later, we get on a boat, we ride to the Magic Kingdom. And I don't think there's anything better than that. One of the best things in the world to me is waking up and hearing the boat launch in the morning because I know that boat's going to take me to the Magic Kingdom in an hour or so.
Right. Well, it sounds like you found your little bubble of wilderness out at the Walt Disney World Parks where you can find your peace of mind and enjoy your family with a real, real relaxing atmosphere. No running to your hotel room, no looking for the ice machine, no hoping you're going to get some more towels.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Charlotte, for joining us tonight. I'm sure we're going to have you on a show down the road. I hope you can join us again.
I can't wait.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to hear some more about your trips. I want to hear about the Grand Floridian, that's for sure. Say the name of the place you stayed at again.
Villas Grand Floridian.
Awesome. Now, again, reversing a name like that, doesn't that just a little bit posher? I can't think of the right name for that. Definitely. That the feel of it. So we would really like to have you on the show again. I hope you can join us.
I would love to.
Okay, and Charlotte, before we go, do you have a blog or a website that you want to talk about real quick?
Sure, you can check out my blog at www.cameragirlonthego.com and follow me on Instagram, also cameragirlonthego.
Awesome, and what's that about?
It's just about a Southern lady with a camera going on trips, camping, loving Disney.
Awesome. We're going to see some Fort Wilderness pictures over there?
Yes, definitely Fort Wilderness. I write about Disney. My husband shares, I write some of his recipes. A lifestyle blog and lots of Disney.
Right. Wow, this is just going to keep going. Recipes? What kind of recipes?
Oh my goodness. He cooks all the time. I've been trying to get him on MasterChef for a few years.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
So, he's been cooking a lot of he takes us around the world with culinary tastes. One day he'll feel like cooking Indian food and the next day he feels like cooking something Greek. And it's just wonderful to journey around with his culinary hobby.
Oh, no doubt. You have your personal food and wine at home.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, again, Charlotte, thanks for joining us tonight and I hope we talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for show number 39. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, stop by our Facebook page, The Disney Nerds Podcast, and we also have a group page on Facebook called The Disney Nerds. So again, thank you, Charlotte, for helping us out with tonight's show. We always like to hear about new locations and new ways to stay at Walt Disney World, and this is definitely something we're going to look to in the future. So again, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you later. Kungaloosh!
To join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in